Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And thank you, Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice. It is a Getaway Friday, April the 24th, 2020, 13 minutes past the hour, and we are off and running, and what a morning it will be, because I will be with you today through 1 p.m. this afternoon, having a good time. We're going to take phone calls, we're going to talk, we're going to do some trivia. We've got a lot of stuff to get into today and have a lot of fun. Now, we also have some, what I would say are hot topics, because I'm getting emails about them, so I know that they are hot topics, so we'll get into those today as well. Now, don't forget, I'll be on this morning from 8:10 a.m. until 1 p.m., having a good time here. And then tonight, the Friday Night Live program will be on, second week with our old new co-host, and glad to have her back, Bailey Hunt, tonight, 8:10 until 10 p.m. And the audience for that show is growing in leaps and bounds. We have seen that, and I'll tell you more about that as the morning goes on, which is kind of a fun thing. Have a little silly thing to tell you about here as we're getting started. You know, we have the new intro with Ted Williams now for the last 2 weeks, and I hope you enjoy that intro, but I've told you my main problem with that particular intro is that for years of doing this program, the music just used to play, and I could come in whenever I wanted right up until the last minute. Well, I can't do that anymore, because during that intro, Ted intros me, and I need to start speaking as soon as Ted intros me, or it sounds odd. And one morning, I dropped the headset and totally missed the intro. Now, here's what happened this morning, though. I was completely prepared. I was in the seat. I have my paperwork ready. I was ready to go. I was listening to the introduction. And then all of a sudden, I got that feeling as if I was going to sneeze. You know how you get that little tingle in your nose, like that little itch in your nose that you're going to sneeze? And I could feel like I was going to sneeze, and I don't know what brought that on, because I don't have a cold or anything like that, so it must have just been maybe a morning sneeze. And I thought, okay, sneeze, sneeze, sneeze before he's done talking. And I did not sneeze before he was done talking, and I haven't sneezed yet, and we're 3 minutes into the show, so hopefully I will not sneeze. But any time in the next 45 minutes that I might just let out a sneeze and not be able to get to the sound button to turn down the microphone, you will know what it is. But isn't that weird how that happens? Of all the moments of doing this show, that's the time you would feel like you have to sneeze, while your introduction's playing. But that's what happened. Interesting story, hopefully, to start off the morning here. Getaway Friday, 16 minutes past the hour. All right, I hate to get into this, but we did eat up a whole hour on this yesterday. And here it is. We're back to shaving. Now, here's where I am truly impaired. Now, I'm going to try to shorten up this story because I've told it twice, but it does have more to it today. I have talked about, for 6 months now, about the need to get a septic pencil. I still don't have the name right, but it's a pencil that stops you from bleeding when you cut yourself when you're shaving. Okay, so I never have gotten one of those, and last Saturday I was shaving. And for whatever reason, you know, you normally get the little nicks around your chin or the little nicks around your upper lip or places like that. And that's normal, and that happens. Well, Saturday, I don't know what I did. I've never had an issue like this. I was just normally shaving my face. And I went down the left side of my face, and immediately I knew that I had done something on the lower half of my cheek, because it hurt like crazy, and I saw the blood start to gush out like Old Faithful. So I knew I was immediately in trouble. And could not get it stopped. It took forever. I thought I was going to have to get a Band-Aid. When I finally did get it stopped, I could see that I had quite a scab on my face from where I had made this cut. And over the week, it has healed. To be honest with you, right now, when I was shaving this morning, I didn't even bother going around it, because even the scab is pretty well gone now. So that is pretty well healed. Well, yesterday, we talked about the styptic pencil. I think it's called a styptic pencil. And I don't know why it's called styptic. I don't know what styptic means. But we talked about this styptic pencil that will dry up all cuts when you're shaving. Okay. I say all that to say this. Well, here I was this morning, and no longer very worried at all about shaving, because now my face is healed, and I really had no big worries. So I'm shaving this morning, and shaved the sides of my face and got around the spot that normally had been a problem where I had cut myself last Saturday. Did not cause any reopenings. Everything was fine there. And I'm just about to finish shaving. I had shaved, you know, around my lips and my chin. And just as I'm about to finish shaving, just as I'm about to wrap the whole thing up this morning, I hit my chin somehow. And all of a sudden, here comes the red stuff. Now, the good news is, it was just your typical shaving cut. It was not anything big. It was not scarring. You would not even know that I have done it now. It was one of those ones where you could take toilet paper and put on it, and it would stop bleeding within like 2 or 3 minutes. And it did. And, you know, I have no toilet paper stuck on my face now, even though you can't see me. I'm in the studio. No toilet paper stuck on my face. The bleeding has stopped. And like I say, you wouldn't even know that I cut myself this morning, because it's already pretty well healed. And it was a small cut to begin with. But I know I've got to buy the styptic pencil. Now, that was the conversation yesterday. Where do you buy them? How effective are they? How long do they last? How much do they cost? That was the major thrust of the conversation we had yesterday. Now, here is my question this morning. Why do I seem to have this issue with cutting my face? Because clearly it does not happen every morning. Now, I know it's one point or another, all of us men cut our faces shaving. And I'm sure there are some women out there who, when they're shaving, cut their legs or cut what else they shave with razors. But what is the reason? Because I want to get to the root of the problem. I'm the type of guy who wants to get to the root of the problem. What is causing this? Is it? I don't think it's a dull blade, because I change the blade all the time. And it seems to me, to be honest with you, here's something interesting. That if I'm using an older blade, that it's been in there a longer time, I don't seem to get any cuts. It normally seems to happen when I change the blade. Like Saturday, I had not thought about this, but on Saturday, when I caused that big cut to my face, it was the first time that I had used that blade. I had just went and bought some new blades on Friday, and Saturday was the first time I had used that new blade when I caused that major cut to my face. So the blade I was using this morning is the blade that I just put in on Saturday, so it's still a fairly new blade. And here's something I really don't know the answer to, because I've never really thought about it. How often should you change the blade in your razor blade, in your razor? Does it depend on the thickness of your beard? Does it depend on if you're growing a beard or not? Does it depend on if you have a mustache? Does it depend on if you're cutting your face? What is the amount of time that you should spend with the same razor blade? I've never thought about that. I just change mine when I notice that when I shave, I'm still having like 5 o'clock shadow on my face. That's when I realize that it's time to change the razor blade. But I don't really know if there's any time or space that you are supposed to change your razor blade. I don't know if there are any rules to that. So if anybody has any answers here, number one, why do you think this keeps happening? Or number two, how often are you supposed to change that razor blade? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, have you ever seen that episode of A Thousand Ways to Die where that chick was too busy and she got sidetracked and didn't change? She didn't throw her disposable razor out and she nicked her leg with a rusted, had a little bit of rust on the blade, and then she developed a necrotizing fasciitis and it killed her.
Oh my, no, I have, you know, it's funny because I have a friend who has watched this Thousand Ways to Die show for years now.
Oh, it's great. I think we've talked about that before,
It is, and I have always made fun of that person because that to me seems like a depressing show to watch.
Well, you know, I thought about that. Just like I'm addicted to like Forensic Files and stuff, and I think this is sort of like morbid because someone had to die for this to be a thing.
Well, yeah, and my difference with, because I know a lot of people love Forensic Files and the ID channel.
I'm addicted to all that stuff.
Yeah, but you know, I think that in a way is a little bit of a learning experience, and you're learning somebody's what they did and how they did it. So I can see that, because we have mystery movies and we have homicide movies, and usually every movie we watch now, somebody commits a crime. So I can understand that. We write books on people who do stuff like that. But I don't understand the Thousand Ways to Die, because it's my understanding it's really not even about the people who are dying. It's more about just how they died.
Yeah, and there's always sort of like a take on it where like the person was a real buffoon and they're making fun of them. So you are right. It is just for entertainment purposes.
Right, and I don't know that there are a thousand ways to die. I think.
Oh, there are. There are.
Oh, you think there are a thousand?
The worst one was where this dude was in a hurry. He wanted to get back to his trailer. He had like a cold six pack he needed to get back to, and he was clearing brush, and he was putting like the brush or weeds or what limbs, whatever he was cleaning up, and this wood chipper, and it got clogged up. So he just put his foot in there to push the bushes, the debris in there. And then he got sucked in there.
Oh, it put him right through the wood chipper?
Yeah, and he had a buddy that was working with him on this crew, but he had, like, some headphones on and couldn't hear the guy screaming. So, yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Well, so basically, the problem here could be that I might one morning not only cut my face, but cause such an infection that I will die.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that didn't happen to you. So before we get to that level, you know, I don't know exactly when to tell you to change the blade in your razor, but just don't let that be you, okay?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, it's an interesting question, to be honest with you. That Thousand Ways to Die show, I know it's on a lot. I know it's become very popular, so on and so forth, but it is what it is, I guess. How often do you need to change your razor blade? I've never thought about that till this morning. I've never thought about that until we started this conversation. Isn't that funny? How often should you change your razor blade? And what causes you to cut your face? Because with me, I really think, let me see. I really think that when I have a dull blade, that I don't cut my face. It seems to me when I change the blade, when I get the new blade in there, is when I cut my face. Has anybody else had this problem when they get put the new blade in, that's when they cause all the cuts? And it's not really about the dull blade. And again, how often should you change your razor blade? Is there some kind of method of madness to this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. I would love to hear from you this morning. It's a thing, and I would love to know the answers to this. It's a fascinating world. And yes, I still don't have a styptic pen. I still don't have a styptic pen. I know. I don't know what planet I'm living on. You know, I know a lot of older gentlemen. My grandfather was like this. He had a straight-edge razor that he loved and used all of his life. And I'll tell you, that thing was dangerous. It was a heavy thing, and you could have cut your carotid artery with that thing. But he loved it. It was just one of those things. Does anybody... because I do not have an electric razor. Now, do you find that the electric razors are better than the regular razors? Or do you find disposable razors are better than regular razors? It's fascinating because I keep hearing now about electric razors, but for a long time, I know men did not like to use electric razors because they did not feel... They did not feel that they were working very well, the electric razors. Now, has anybody had that problem, that electric razors are not the best way to go? Give me a ring, 740-383-9944. And I promise we're not going to spend all the morning on shaving again. But, you know, the fact that I cut myself again this morning and was not trying to do it. Now, again, not a huge cut. It's just one of the regular cuts on your chin. You wouldn't even know that I had it. It's already stopped, and it was just, you know, a razor-thin cut. It wasn't like the thing on the face earlier on in the week. But I would like some clarity on when you should change that razor blade and which is the best to use, the electric razor, the disposable razors, or the razors that you change the blade in and use continuously. Or does anybody have a shaving horror story? Give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring, and we will put you on the air. Would love to hear from you here this morning at WWGH Radio. And again, I do want to remind you, we will be here through 1 p.m. this afternoon, and then tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. Friday Night Live with Bales, my pal, Bailey Hunt. Now, tonight's show, by the way, if you tune in, is going to be a real... tonight is... I'm not even sure how I want to say it, because the topics on tonight's show, we haven't done show prep yet, and you usually don't do show prep till an hour before the show. But tonight is going to be a very unique night, because there are all kinds of things happening, and tonight is really the culmination. Now, we've had a lot of good nights doing that particular show, especially back when we started. And we've had a lot of good Friday nights. Bales and I have hung out on Friday nights before we were doing the show. But tonight's the night. Tonight's the one. You know, as they say, this is the one. So tonight's the night you want to listen, because I think we're going to have a lot of interesting conversation. And I know a lot of people are listening now. We got phone calls last week. We got messages last week. We got comments on Facebook last week. We got emails. We got last night when I was doing a Facebook Live, people who are going to tune into the show tonight. It is a big, big thing. And I'm going to, I have something to say about Bales here in a second, because this is funny. Talking about shaving, by the way, what is so nice about her is, how should I say this? Bales is funny. I love it. And she's heard me whine about this. Here's what's really happened. Let me tell you what's really going on. Bales, after hearing me whine about this styptic pencil, yeah, I think that's what it's called. Styptic pencil. Gosh, why can I not remember this? Apparently, this is why I can't buy one. But Bales has been hearing me whine about this styptic pencil for so long. She has informed me this morning that tonight when we get together, before we do the show, or after, that we are going to the store and a styptic pencil is going to be purchased. Now, apparently, she has shaving issues as well. You know, obviously women shave, but they don't shave their face. But obviously she has some shaving issues as well. And So apparently we're similar in that fashion. Not only do we get along on the air, but we both are shaving disasters. So her take is that tonight when we go to the shaving aisle together, that we're going to be there quite a while because we're a mess when it comes to shaving. But hopefully we're able to work that out as time goes on. So tonight, 8 to 10, you're not going to want to miss that. Any shaving help, advice, I'm willing to take. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring here, and we'll put you up on the air. How long do you leave the blade in? Is an electric razor better than a straight-edge razor? Should you buy a razor where you change the blade, or should you buy disposable razors? You know, I've had the Mach 3 type of razor for a long, long time. I just hope that Bales and I are able to find the styptic pens, to be honest with you. I wonder if there's a run on styptic pens like toilet paper, because here's how my mind works. You know how you stop the cut before... You know, you have a styptic pen as you use toilet paper. But there's a big run on toilet paper right now, so I wonder if there's been a big run on styptic pencils. You know, I don't know. Has anybody been to the store recently and saw styptic pencils? And am I saying the word right? Is it a styptic pencil or is it a septic pencil? I've heard it said both ways. Is it styptic or septic? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. The only thing I know is that it's kind of chalky, is my understanding. So that's topic number one this morning, is shaving. So that's my opener. Now, let's see. What else do we have here? Oh, this is going to be good. Well, good in an interesting way, I hope. Because I don't know the answer to this. This is kind of complicated. Okay? Now, we've been doing a lot of podcasting on this station. And we have done the BS podcast. We did the Welcome to Larryland podcast with Larry Zbysko. We have done the Paper Rings podcast. And we have a lot of fun with that. And the podcasting is very big, and there are going to be a lot of changes, as I've said, in regard to podcasting and how it's done and video and Facebook Live. And there's just a lot going on right now that's very exciting, and it's going to be big. It's going to be big. That's all I got to say about that. It's going to be huge what's going to be going on around here in the next a week. Really, a lot's been done this week, and next week is just the furtherment of it, and then you're going to see a whole big change after that, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But that being said, one of the podcasts that we do is the Paper Rings podcast. Now, when I get on the air, this is like a truth detector for me. The microphone's like a truth detector. So I have to tell the truth, and, you know, I would rather not even talk about this at all, but... people messaged me about it last night, so this is as best as I'm going to tell it here this morning. Now, here's what happened. We've been taping the Paper Rings podcast on Thursday nights for quite a while now, and a lot of times we do go live on the radio with it because it is a clean show. It's nothing you couldn't put on the radio, and I do that Paper Rings podcast with Abby and Michelle. Abby Croman and Michelle Whitaker. Now, here's the thing. Here's what happened yesterday. I was not sure that the podcast was going to happen last night because for whatever reason, and I really don't know the internal reasoning of this, it had been kind of a slow week. Usually, there's conversation leading up to it. Usually, there is... you know, might this be a good topic? What's going to go on with it? That sort of thing happens. Well, this past week, there really was not a whole lot of planning leading up to the podcast. And to be honest with you, I wasn't sure that it was going to happen because it just had seemed as if it was not going to happen. So when I came on the air yesterday, if you check the tape, because I don't want to tell people to listen to something that's not going to be there, I said that tonight I think there'll be a Paper Rings podcast, as far as I know. But to be honest with you, I don't know for sure, because we have not really, it had been an odd week. Let me put it that way. It had just been an odd week. And I'm not saying that that's anybody's fault, but it had just been an odd week in regard to the Paper Rings podcast. So yesterday morning, I was pretty well informed while I was giving this speech that maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't, that yes, it will happen, which is great. You know, we'll come in, we'll do the podcast, it'll be a lot of fun. Now, that was what I believed most of the day yesterday. And then yesterday about 5:30, and I may have this time wrong, but I know it was after 4:30. Let's put it that way. It was sometime after 4:30, and we go live with the podcast at 8. After 4:30, something happened. Now, I'm not going to get into the intricacies of what happened. And you know what? Things happen in people's life. That is totally understandable, and I have no backlash or nasty thing to say about this. But I'm just telling you this story to say that this is why last night there was no podcast. And like I say, there's more to this story, but I'm not going to get into it here. But there's no... It's nothing awful, but here's what happened. So about 4:30, 5 o'clock, I kind of learned yesterday that now all of a sudden we were not going to do it last night. And I think it was kind of a mutual decision in the end not to do it. So we didn't do it last night. So my point is, because I was asked yesterday what happened to that podcast, what happened to that show that would have been on the radio last night that had been there for a while, it just wasn't there. And to be honest with you, I'm not really sure what happened. I don't know the specifics. So for me to try to explain what happened, I really can't tell you. But I do know, as I say, lives get busy, and certainly I would not penalize anybody for that. It's one of those things, but it just didn't happen last night, so your ears were not deceiving you. There was no Paper Rings podcast last night, and that's just the way it is. So I'm sorry that Abby and Michelle did not make it in last night, and whatever is going on in their lives, I hope things are good. Because we want everybody to be happy. We want everybody to be warm, fuzzy, and not cold, prickly. Isn't that isn't that very wholesome and happy? We want a lot of warm fuzzies. We don't want a lot of cold pricklies. So basically, my point is, the Paper Rings podcast did not air last night, and we did not tape it last night either. So I don't know what the intricacies of that are right now either. I do know that you can go to YouTube and still hear episodes of it. The last episode that we did, which would have been a week ago, is there on Facebook. So all you have to do is go to Facebook and search Paper Rings podcast, and they'll all come up. I believe we have 9 episodes now of that particular program, and it's just one of those things, I guess. Go ahead, caller. Good morning. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, Martha, how are you?
Martha.
How you doing, Martha?
I want to do something special.
Oh, all right.
Joseph Anthony Manasi III's birthday is today.
Oh, my goodness.
And Joseph's mother, me, wants to sing happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, Joseph Anthony Manasi. May God bless you, Joey. May the Virgin Mary, you know who that is, and all the angels bless you. and all people who know you forever and ever. And God bless James Compton, who had a birthday the 13th of April.
He did. How's he doing, Martha?
Well, I'm waiting to be so people would can have veterans, have visitors.
I know.
I miss seeing you, Scott.
Well, I miss seeing you both too, Martha. It's been an interesting time in our world, that's for sure.
And there was yesterday in the newspaper, it said that there was a death out at Marion Correctional Institute.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that that's going on.
Isn't it, though?
It really is. Now, have you
got you on this morning.
Hey, I want to tell you this, Martha. I ran into one of your old friends last night, and I know she would like me to tell you hello, Elsie Brown.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I did. I ran into Elsie, and she listens to the radio every morning, she says. So she's listening to us right now.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
So, now how did you and Elsie meet? Was she your neighbor?
Dorothy Brown, you mean?
No, Elsie. Didn't
well,
she...
I think we went to Harding High School together.
Oh, okay.
We graduated 71 years ago.
Now, didn't Elsie used to bring you over meals when you lived over on Girard?
On Seton Square.
Oh, Seton Square. Okay. Well, I'm glad you called in this morning, Martha, and talked about the birthday. I wish your son a happy birthday.
He'll be 45. And Scott, he gave me two grandchildren, Leah Renee Manasi and David Rogers, named after David Rogers, who died at Marion Catholic Gym. Jerry had his boy and he named him Ryan David after David Rogers.
You know, Martha, it's interesting. There are some people who have never had a chance to meet you who I know who have said they want to meet the First Lady of Dance here in Marion for the last 76 years. So hopefully, once this quarantine is over, maybe you can come to the radio station one night and do a show with me and that person, and we'll have a lot of fun. Or maybe I'll bring them out to see you.
Oh, boy, would I love that.
They can meet...
I think... card to you. Did you get it?
You mailed me a card, Martha?
I mailed you a card. Jim and I did.
Oh, you know, I have not gotten it yet. Maybe, what day did you send it?
Oh, it's been long enough. It's last week.
You know, I have not gotten it.
I sent it to 165 West Center Street.
165 West... Oh, right, yeah, where the radio station is, you know. I have not gotten it. I'll look around here, though, Martha, and see if it showed up. I'll check the mail.
Jim wrote a note to you.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Well, I will have to look for that card. I'll have to track it down, Martha.
He's in the room all by himself.
Well, I bet he...
140 right across the hall from me. And we're not allowed to go in each other's room because of this disease.
Isn't that a thing?
Isn't it awful the kids are not going to school?
I know, it's too bad that that happened, but hopefully something will be able to be done when this is all over with.
Did you know the last time that happened was 1918?
You know what I was thinking, Martha? You know how to lead the Grand March, and...
Sure do.
So maybe when these proms, and because you have led the Grand March at high school proms, have you not?
Yes. 25 years.
25. Well, maybe.
Bill stood at the south end of Veterans Memorial Coliseum and I was at the north end. And we started with a couple. And I sent them to the right and then to the left, and then they grabbed hands, and there were four came up, and then I made them go to the right and left, and Joe had them go to 8, 16, 32, 64, and then I led them in a great, great big circle holding hands. And then I did twist and shout, the bunny hop, or the electric slide. And they had more fun, and I got to have my dances on Saturday night. And the man in charge in the prom, I called him and told him I wanted to have a dance with Michael Rollins. And I said, can you have it, your prom on Friday night? I want to dance on Saturday night. He said, well, yes, you and Joe know how to do the Grand March? I said, yes, I learned it at the Waldorf Astoria in New York City. He said, well, you can do that. You can have my prom decorations. Oh, Scott, he decorated the prom at the Veterans Memorial every year, and he was also a commissioner in Marion County.
Mm. Well, you know, Martha, it's interesting because when these graduations and proms finally do happen, maybe you can get back involved in some way.
Oh, I love to do the Grand March. Joe and I had a wonderful life together.
That's true.
We danced just like Dancing with the Stars.
Now, do you think, Martha, that I might be able, because I am not a big dancer. You know, when I have tried to dance, well, you and I have danced together. We danced at a show one time. I have a picture of that somewhere.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you and I did. What dance did we do? I think it was the waltz, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you got 3 feet, I can't teach you. You need the right one and the left one and can count to 18.
And
waltz is a beautiful dance.
And then you tried to teach me how to do the Cupid Shuffle, so I would go over big in like clubs and bars and things like that, you know, where they do line dancing. And I never got the hang of those, line dances.
Well, didn't I teach you the Cupid Shuffle?
Well, I know that you taught Sean how to do the Cupid Shuffle, and I know that was a lot of uphill work. But
yes.
I know that you were trying to teach me how to do it at one point, but I don't think it took very well. I remember I know you were doing it, but I don't think I was doing it properly.
Well, you do side together to the right, small steps, side together to the left, small steps, and then you kick your right foot and snap your fingers, left and right and left, small kick. Then you're facing the north and you do it in place and end up a quarter. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then you do it all over. And the record, the music says to the right, to the left. Then you kick 4 times, and then you march 8 times. And you do that over and over and over. And everybody plays that at their wedding.
They do. I hear, when I've been to weddings, I know that that's one of the big ones that they do. So I'm going to have to get into this line dancing so I know what I'm doing. So, Martha, I'll have to come to you once this quarantine is over, and you'll have to teach me how to do this.
God is great, and so is WGH Radio, FM 107.1.
Martha, you're the best. I'll be on through 1 o'clock today. Anytime you want to call in, feel free. And tonight,
okay,
we're going to...
Okay, I'll remember that.
And tonight, we'll be on from 8...
Favorite.
Well, I love you, Martha. And tonight, we'll be on from 8
Thank
to 10.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Martha. So there you go. Martha Dowse, listening from quarantine. Isn't it nice to hear? When I was talking to our devoted listener yesterday, Elsie, about Martha, it's so good to hear from Martha because, you know, a lot of these people are quarantined right now. We don't get to hear or see them. They're quarantined because they're of a certain age, and that's what's happening right now. And, I love Martha. Martha and I go way back, and she's just the best. But we could never... I just could never get down to the line dancing. Now, I did the waltz with Martha, and I'll try to find that picture and maybe put it on Facebook sometime. But I have waltzed with Martha Dowse. I did do that. Now, I'm not saying I did it well, but I did do it. And, but the line dancing I never got. And now I'm getting word from Bales again that she will teach me, and then I can impress Martha. Well, I don't know. Bales might have the same uphill battle that I was having with Martha about learning how to do the Cupid Shuffle. Now, 53 minutes past the hour. We're about done with our first hour, but we've got 4 more hours to go here this morning. Does anybody have a good memory of Martha Dowse? Now, I know, and Martha's listening. I could hear the radio on in her room. Does anybody have a good memory of the Queen of Dance, Martha Dowse? I have tons of memories about the one and only Martha Dowse. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
I'll have something for you, hopefully, here in a day or two.
Oh, okay.
Do you see my phone number on your screen?
I do.
Would you call that here in a little bit after you take a break?
I will do that. I will give you a call after the break.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, that's interesting. See, there's some intrigue. But if you have a memory of Martha Dowse, and I know so many people do, she's been around this community, it's 76 or 77 years now, I can't remember exactly how many, but been teaching dance here, I know, well over 75 years. If you have a memory of Martha, whether you knew her when she was younger, or whether you've known her as she's gotten older, or if you've been around her in any way, if you have a memory of Martha, call in. 54 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I know everybody has known Martha, and if you haven't known Martha, you have known of Martha. Give me a ring, 740-383-9944. This might be a topic tonight, 8 to 10, that Bales and I talk about how she thinks she can teach me how to do the Cupid Shuffle, when, trust me, I don't know if that's going to go over. But again, I do want to say that, for whatever reason, and not placing any blame in anybody's pocket, just trying to say to you, the listening audience, because I haven't had a chance to reach you since, I am sorry that the Paper Rings podcast program did not air last night, and I will let you know more about that when I know more about that. So that's how we are going to I just don't know. So I'll know when you know, and we'll see how that all goes. So that's what happened, though. That's why it was not on last night, which is really I can't speak to why it wasn't on last night in great detail, but no blame, no anger or anything like that. It's just, it wasn't, and I wanted to let you know, and we'll see what happens in the future. So there you go. 740-383-9944. 56 minutes past the hour. Do you have any memories of the great Martha Dowse, or any information on this whole shaving thing? Is it better to shave with a dull blade or a new blade or anything like that? What is the whole spiel when it comes to shaving? Because I don't want to end up on the Thousand Ways to Die show. I don't want to get some kind of horrible infection in a cut to where I've been shaving my face and apparently drop dead on the Thousand Ways to Die show. Who would want that? That just sounds misery. Misery. That sounds miserable and misery. And tonight, in the midst of this pandemic, apparently before the big show tonight, 8 to 10 here on the station, the Friday Night Live show, Bales and I will be in some store that is opened in the shaving aisle. And apparently we'll be there for quite a while. And maybe while we're in the shaving aisle, we'll start to do the Cupid Shuffle, which apparently is something she thinks she can teach me, but I have my doubts. Because it goes back to that whole thing that I've been talking about for days now. I can get up in front of a group and give a speech. I can come on the radio with no problem. I don't have that type of fear. But when it comes to calling somebody on the telephone or doing these line dances or dancing in general, you know, I don't have a fear of it. It's just not something I'm particularly good at. So, you know, it's just like the phone. I don't have a fear of calling people on the phone. I just don't do it. It's just one of those, I don't know why I don't do it, but that's the way it goes. It's going to be a fun morning, I can tell already. We're only in hour number one, and we're having a ton of fun here. So, what have we covered so far that I wanted to cover? We covered the shavings. We covered the lack of the Paper Rings podcast last night. Oh, and I do want to say this. You know, Michelle and Abby I think one thing that I started to call... Glenn Coble started this. I was calling them the girls. And he said I should call them the women, which I don't think you refer to anybody as the women. And I talked to them about that, and they didn't have a problem with being called the girls. So, I don't know. You know, it's just one of those things right now, but I'm sure it'll all get papered over. Because you know what? Adults solve their problems. It's kids, a kid mentality, that can't solve your problem. I know that all adults solve their problems, and onward and upward. So, sorry it didn't air last night. Sorry that we promoted it. But, you know, when I know more about it, I'll tell you more about it, and we'll go from there and figure out what exactly is going on. Now, also on YouTube, you can get past episodes of the BS Podcast. I believe we did 17 of those. So just search BS Podcast on YouTube, and you'll get a whole bunch of those. And some of those are very, very personal and very, very touching in a lot of ways. So search BS Podcast on Facebook. And those will come up. And I'm telling you, Facebook Live, I'm going to save this because we're down to under a minute here. I'm going to tell you about Facebook Live and some things that are going on there that are kind of interesting. Going to tell you about a lottery ticket and a burrito. Going to tell you about more about tonight's show. So stay tuned. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, local radio at its finest. Hope you're having a great morning, and I will be back after the news, the weather, and some interesting features. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk.
When we're joined, this is great pride and privilege, for the first time by Joy Behar. You told a story on the Tonight Show after you left, though, that Barbara had to fire you at one point.
No, she did fire me. She didn't threaten to fire me.
She fired you.
Yeah, she told me she was not renewing my contract. You know, I spilled the beans inadvertently about Rosie O'Donnell coming on the show to the press, and Barbara was about to announce it on the Emmys, and she had a fit, and she was furious with me, and she fired